All right, Jabot, say good evening. Let's begin. I apologize for the lack of sheets, but I'm sorry. Actually, I have a few sheets if anybody does want. I have four sheets if anybody needs. All right, so we'll say, we're going to do a beautiful piece by Rabbi Nachman. So remember, the Pasuk says this parasha is a special parasha because, this Shabbos is a special Shabbos. Shabbos Shira, and also again, Tu B'Shvat. So I spent a lot of time this week speaking about Tu B'Shvat. So I'm not going to speak about Tu B'Shvat tonight. Instead, we're going to focus a little bit more on the Shira. So remember, the Pasuk says, this is in Perek Yudalid Pasuk Tezayin, Vayavov B'nei Yisrael B'soch Hayom B'Yabasha. So as I said, I apologize, I didn't get it. It's on the page that's numbered Kuf Nun Aleph. Kuf Nun Aleph. And again, it's on the bottom there where you see, again, it says Pasuk Tezayin. Vayavov B'nei Yisrael B'soch Hayom Bayabasha. So Klal Yisrael, remember again, goes into the water with Bayabasha on dry land. So of course we're familiar with the incredible miracle of Kriyas Yamsuf. Not only does the sea split, but ultimately again, the seabed itself becomes absolutely dry. And the Rebbe sees a beautiful metaphorical message in all of this. The Rebbe writes, Hainu, Kishemayim hazeidonim miskabim chas v'shalom. There are times in life, says the Rebbe, that what he calls the Mayim hazeidonim, the turbulent waters of life threaten to overtake us. Shehem bechinas hirhurim rabim ubilbulim. So the Rebbe speaks about this. One of the beautiful things that I think we often find about the teachings of Rabbi Nachman is that the Rebbe was a very real individual who talks about his struggles with exceptionally real things. So the Rebbe speaks about, again, his struggles with different taivas, different desires. And he discusses, again, how at times in life he won those struggles, and in times in life he lost those struggles. And it's an incredibly affirming approach, because sometimes we assume that tzaddikim always win their battles. Right? Tzaddikim are always victorious over the Yitzhar. And here Rabbi Nachman say that, you know what, we learned this, we spoke about this last week also, that there are periods in life where he felt he lost battle after battle after battle. It's incredibly affirming, because that tells me that although I'm not a tzaddik, if I put my mind to it, I can become a tzaddik. And my failures in life do not preclude me from reaching the level of a tzaddik, because tzaddikim are not people who always succeed. Tzaddikim are just people who, when they fail, find the courage to get back up. So the Rebbe says there are times in life where the Mayim Hazeidonim, the turbulent waters of life, threaten to overtake us. What are these turbulent waters? Shame, Bichinas Hirhurim Rabim Ubilbulim. So I'll say Hirhurim Rabim means incredible, overwhelming passions, desires. There are times in life where our desires threaten to overtake us. Right? Our desires threaten to totally overrun us. Bilbulim. What's Bilbulim? I will say, you know, amazing, if we spoke about this before, that sometimes the way, you know, we spoke about this, the Ramchal brings this down. We learned this in the Sefer Das Atzmachal many moons ago. This idea that sometimes the way the Yetzer Hara works is that the Yetzer Hara knows that he can't get us to sin. Right? We're righteous people. He's not going to be able to entice me to sin. So what does the Yetzer Hara do? He makes me exceptionally busy. I get busy. You know? So right? You know, we speak about this often. You run into some people and you ask them to do something. You ask them to help with something. And what's the response? What's the response? I'm too busy. What are you busy with? I can't tell you, but I'm very busy. Do you know when you're going to be less busy? Absolutely no idea. I'm going to be busy for sure for the foreseeable future. Again, I don't know with what, I don't know for how long, but now I'm busy. So the Ramchal writes, this is how the Yitzhara works. The more the Yitzhara keeps me, quote-unquote, busy, the less time I have to think about life, the less time I have to think about myself. We'll say, that's why, again, in our day and age, you know, it used to be, I'm not an old man, but I could reminisce. But remember, it used to be that you would get into your car and you would have nothing to do but think. Okay, you could listen to the radio, you could put in a Torah tape, right? But at the end of the day, there was nothing to do but think. Same way you used to get into an elevator, right? And there was nothing you could do for those 30 seconds, whatever, but think. We've lost that. There's no such thing as a time where we are ever alone with our thoughts. So again, there could be certain productive things, because it means that I could be productive in many different ways. But there's an incredible pitfall to it also, which is the bilbulim. I'm always mibulbal. I'm always confused. I'm always in the middle of 15 different things. And as a result, very often, those what he calls mayim hazeidonim, those turbulent life waters overtake me, because it's, imagine for a moment. So I know I could speak to this, judging by the beautiful tans, present at this table. You know, you go into the ocean, Baruch Hashem, and what happens? If you're not vigilant, Chas V'Shalom, so what happens? The water could take you, grab you, and pull you out. That's the way, and this is the Rebbe, that's the metaphor for life. If you wade into the waters of life, and you're not vigilant, and you're not careful, and you're not alert, the tide will get you. The tide will get you, and it will drown you. It will drown you in a whole bunch of stuff that you should not be engaged in. Shem nechinas mitzulos yam ve'im makov livrach. And sometimes, you know, when you get caught in that tide, there's nowhere to run. Lo lefanim v'lo la'achar v'lo mishum tzad. I can't run forward, I can't run backwards, I can't run sideways, because when you're caught in the current, you can't, meaning we even know this, right? What happens if you get caught in the current? Right? You go down, but what do you have to do? Right? You have to swim out to it, meaning you can't fight against it. That's fine in terms of, you know, in a physical current, but in a ruchni sense, sometimes the current is so strong, I can't get out of it. I cannot escape it. He goes on, Sha'az ha-nefash ha-yisraeli b'tzara u'b'mitzuka gedola. And the neshama, when it's caught in that riptide of the Yitzhahara, the neshama, and also, I want to be clear on something. You know what the God, even before we go on, you understand what the Rebbe is saying? His pros, I will say every single word is Kodesh Kadashim. You see, we often think that we get caught in the riptide of the Yitzhahara when I sin. The Rebbe says, no. It's actually much more serious than that. I get caught in the riptide of the Yetzirah when I'm no longer attentive to life. It's not about sin. It's about attentiveness in life. If I'm not attentive, if I'm not paying attention, if at the end of the day I don't have my eye in the proverbial ball, then I just get swept away and I open my eyes and I find myself in a dramatically different location. I don't know how I got here. He goes on, he says, Bebechinas, Shaz hanefesh Israeli, b'tzara mitzvuk gidola. The Jewish soul could be in terrible, terrible, difficult straits. B'bechinas yonasi b'chag v'hasela b'seisur hamadrega. Azai, in takana. So we'll say, see, here's what's amazing. So what do you do? What do you do when you find yourself overwhelmed by the currents of life? When you find yourself overwhelmed by being caught in the riptide? Look what the Rebbe says. Kim she'asiach daito. Sometimes the only way in life is forward. Sometimes in life when you realize that you've just gotten on the wrong path, you can't spend too much time contemplating what's in back of you, what's on the side of you. You just have to contemplate, how do I move myself forward? He goes on, he says, Azai imo takana, im takana, Takana, there's no remedy. Kim she'asiach taito. Sometimes you're both saying, no, this sounds strange. But sometimes the secret to success in life is thinking a little bit less and doing a little bit more. Stop thinking. Do not pay attention to what is behind you. Rakis dares ke gibor lorutz orach lavor akola machshavos vabilbulim. I have to be a gibor. I have to be strong. I have to stop thinking about all the different machshavos, all the different bilbulim, all the different things that tend to confuse me. Velelech bederach shu osek bo betora ubitva. I emailed it to you. So again, I have to go ahead and. Baruch Hashem, you learned this piece. So I have to go ahead. I just simply have to keep my focus on going forward. This is incredible. You heard what I was saying? Sometimes life, I was saying, we get caught up in a whole bunch of different stuff. The current drags us out. And we become so preoccupied with the fact that I've lost my way that I forget to find my way. So I get lost. We all get pulled out into the middle of the sea of life, into the middle of the current at some point in time. But in that moment when that occurs, there's only one Eitzah. That Eitzah is forward. Don't worry about how you got here. Don't worry about why you got here. Don't say, oy vavoy, I'm so far from where I started. There's only one machshava. And that one machshava is forward. That one machshava is, how do I grow? How do I advance? How do I push myself forward? Rak ya'ase eshelo. Boss, this is an incredible yisod. Rak, listen to these words. Rak ya'ase eshelo. Boss, sometimes in life, you just need to do what you know you need to do. Isn't this an incredible yisod? How much time do we spend planning? And how much time do we spend contemplating? And how much time do we spend, you know, there's a great book, I don't know, I think like this old book by Weinreb actually told me about it. So it's called The Black Swan. So it's about, it's the whole yisod is the black swan represents this idea that whatever you plan for in life, there are always unexpected turns. Always unexpected turns. So you could plan and make the most ironclad and wonderful plan, but know full well that life never goes according to plan. So it's a machshava to say that sometimes, I know this might sound a little bit strange, a little less planning and a little more doing is the secret to success in life. There are people that spend a lifetime planning the most wonderful plans. Only one issue, which is what? Which is what? They never execute. Most incredible plans, right? I hear this all the time, right? I hear this all the time. I'm starting the next Masechta. The next, what is the next Masechta? Oh, Sanhedrin. Oh, I'm sorry?
Sanhedrin.
Oh, that's my Masechta, right? I'm sorry?
We have 6 months,
right? Sanhedrin, that's my Masechta. Oh, you know what? I'm not such an Ezekin guy. You know what? Really, I'm more a Noshim guy, right? which you know, has many connotations, right? I'm more a Noshim guy. Oh, but we passed Noshim already. Okay, you know what? I'm going to catch up 7.5 years from now. I'll get you the next cycle. And people say this like with a straight face, like as if, really? You're planning for what's going to be in 6 months from now? I give people Karbosh Kach because I know that I have to humble myself to recognize I can't really plan for tomorrow. I make plans for tomorrow, but I also have to live life with the reality that those plans may or may not materialize because I never know Mayavo Yom what the day is going to bring. Therefore, says the Rebbe, the goal in life is don't look sideways, don't look behind you, Rak Ya'ase Es Shelo. Do what has to be done. If you know that something has to get done in life, do it. Do it, because if you don't do it now, you know what ends up happening? The tide will get a hold of you. And when that tide gets a hold of you, it's going to take you somewhere dramatically different, often where you don't want to go. And it may take you to a place where accomplishing your objectives will become even 10 times harder. Therefore, again, Rak Ya'aseh Shalom, Vizeo, watch this, I will say, this is amazing. So, you know, this is a beautiful piece, beautiful idea, but I always say every single week, what never fails to amaze me, is that the Rebbe sees this in the pasuk. See, this is a good standalone concept. If Rabbi Nachman was just teaching us this concept, not tethered to a pasuk, beautiful also. The beautiful part is, the holiness of the Rebbe's neshama, is that he looked at the pasuk and he saw this in the pasuk. He saw this as the message. Look, he says, look, what does the pasuk say? We'll say again, I'm on page Kuf Nun Aleph, right hand column, 4 lines up from the bottom. V'zeh b'chinas daber el b'nei Yisrael v'yiso. I will say this is Perik Yud Daled, Pasuk Tes Vav, chapter 14, verse 15. Moshe Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Ma Titzak Eli, why are you davening to me? This is not the time for prayer. Daber El B'nei Yisrael V'yiso. Tell the people to journey forward. Says the Rebbe, what does that mean? Sheyelchu L'darkam. Tell them to go on the path they know they need to go to. V'yikpetzu l'soch hayam, jump into the water. V'lo yechashvu, stop thinking. V'lo yistaklu, stop looking. L'achoreim klal, don't look behind you. Don't look to the side of you. Look in front of you and just jump in the water. Because you know that's what you need to do. Well, so you hear the godless here? The Rebbe says that these instructions that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was handing down to Moshe Rabbeinu were not just instructions in that moment. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Moshe Rabbeinu, and you know, if I would say it, it sounds sacrilegious. But you know, if Rabbi Nachman, you know, sometimes you ask a person in distress, you know, no, what's the Jew's reaction to distress? What would you say? What does the Jew do in distressing situations? What do you do? You daven. No. No. You act. You act. That's what you do. You could daven while you act. You could daven after you act. But the first response of a Jew to any difficult life situation is, what can I do to address this situation? So you say, I shmul silver, you're not because it's not true. Not sure. Ribbono Shel Olam says it. Ribbono Shel Olam saying, Moshe, Mat Tzarkei, why are you davening? Why are you davening? What does a Jew do when he's in distress? Mitzrayim is in hot pursuit. What should I do? Make a barbecue for clouds? What should I do but daven? Ribbono Shel Olam says, Moshe, because there's action for you to take. Daber el b'nei Yisrael v'yisal. You know what you have to do. You know exactly what you have to do. You're scared of it. You're nervous about it. So what happens? You're able to say, no, sometimes, let's be honest, sometimes tefillah is a crutch. And it's a crutch for an action. Sometimes, again, what our response to the stressful situations or distressing situations, we should daven. But say, sometimes deep down in the subconscious, prayer takes the place of action. Now, prayer should complement action. But sometimes what we do is, Ah, Ribono Shel Olam, we need you. And you know what Ribono Shel Olam is saying to us? Daber El Bnei Yisrael V'Yisal. Why are you davening to me? I love you, and it's wonderful to hear from you. But there are things that you know you need to do. There are actions you know you need to take. Jump in the water. Go forward. Don't look sideways. Don't look backwards. Do what has to be done. V'chin asu shekafatz nachshon l'soch hayam. And sure enough, this is what occurred. Nachshon ben Aminadav jumps into the water. V'acharav kol Yisrael v'holchu b'yam ad chatmam. Here's what's amazing. You know, Yam Suf didn't split when somebody put their pinky toe in it. You know? You know what happens? Nachshon ben Aminadav goes in, and he walks, and he's mamish up to his nose in the water. And he says, Ribono shel olam, bo mayim ad nafesh. Look, I don't know what you want. I'm in the water. I jumped in. I didn't look sideways. I didn't look backwards. I jumped in. But if you don't help me now, I'm going to drown. So what? Kamosh Arav said in the Zichron of Levracha, Haimu shlo istaklu ala mayim hashotfim, mayim hazeidonim, bechinas mitzulas yam, shema bilbulim, vehirhurim haroim, vamachshavos rabos, hambavlos osam bavodosam. See, Rabosai, this notion of the water, the waters represent the turbulent nature of life. And so sometimes I look at those waters and I'm scared. I look at those waters and I'm nervous. I look at those waters and I'm overwhelmed. And I say to myself, I can't make it across that sea. I can't overcome this challenge. I can't meet these circumstances. So what happens? I say, Ribono shel olam, give me strength. Ribono shel olam, help me out. And what does the Kadosh Baruch Hu say back to me? Why are you talking to me? Daber el b'nei Yisrael v'yisau. You know what you have to do. You're just scared to do it. You know what has to be done. You're just nervous you won't succeed. You know exactly what steps you have to take. You're just scared you're going to drown. But you know at the end of the day what has to be done. Daber el b'nei Yisrael v'yisau. Jump in. Keep walking. And I promise you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that if you keep walking, right when you feel you're going to drown in those waters, I will help you. I will split that sea for you. I will bring you across. But you have to take the dynamic life activity, the dynamic life action of walking into the water. He goes on, he says, Well, this is amazing. You know why Klal Yisrael made it across the Yam Suf? Because you never look back. You know, it's almost like Lahavdil. If you're afraid of heights, right, and you're walking on an elevated platform, so you have to make sure to what? Don't look down. Because what happens if you look down? If you look down, you get overwhelmed by this reality. But instead, if you keep your eye on that finish line, if you know where you need to go, and just maintain a singular focus towards getting there, you'll get there. Rak asu eshalahem. Klal Yisrael never looks back. They don't look sideways. They do what they know they need to do. Ubevadai komashes gabru libli lehistakel aleihem velelech besocham. Bevadai hiskadru hamatzulos yam kinegdam yosef yoser. But here's something very important. The more you try to cross the water, the stronger the current becomes. So I will say, we should have no illusions about the way life works, says the Rebbe. Don't think that just because you summon up the courage to walk into the water, Dabrel ben Yisrael, so don't think that just because you walk in there and look at me, I put my foot in the water, shkoyach to me, that the waters are going to split. Doesn't happen that way. You're going to put your foot in, and you know what? You're going to feel the current is going to become stronger. And every single step you take, the friction will become more intense. And every single little bit that you advance, that tide, right? That tide is going to try to knock you off your feet and drag you into some unknown depths. The more you trudge into the water, the more resistance you are going to encounter. Expect that resistance. But says the Rebbe, he says, "Kimo shnei anoshim hanilchamim ze im ze." Both sides, the same way that if two people are fighting with each other, very often, again, of course, people weaken over time, but people also have that surge of energy when they realize that if I don't put all of my koach into this, now I'm going to lose forever. That's the yam. When the sea of life sees me struggling and putting forward my best foot, literally and figuratively, it fights back with a vengeance. Aval Yisrael am kadosh lo istaklu al zeh. Klal Yisrael didn't think about this. And no matter how strong the current became, they fought back. They fought back. He goes on, he says, V'kimu eitza niskala l'schazik, livli l'histak kel aleim klal, rak lelech darkam hakodesh. And no matter how strong the current became, Klal Yisrael kept doing what they were supposed to do, namely, to keep on walking, to keep on moving forward. B'socham b'soch shtifas hamayim ad shebo ad chatmam. And they walked. And every step it became increasingly more difficult. And they kept on walking until they got up to their nose. To the point again where if they took one more step, they would drown. Va'az, kishera kadosh b'Hashem yizbarach, chozek levavam. When God saw their determination, when God saw their resolve, she'inam manichim avodasam b'shum bilbul shava'olam. When Klal Yisrael made the definitive statement through their behaviors, that what? Ribono shel olam, we are not turning back. I am making it through this body of water, no matter what it takes. I am surging forward. I'm not looking to the side. I'm not looking back. Azai chamal aleihem. Only then did the Ribbono shel Olam have rachmanis on them. Ubaka hayam mitmeihem. And he split the sea in front of them. Vayavou bnei Yisrael b'soch hayam v'yabashal. At that point in time, the Jewish people went into the water through the dry land. Kikina dav, because it was said, this is the way life works. Kishem ischaskim, listen to these last words. Kishem ischaskim bischaskus godol. Leilech darko b'tfiloso v'avodoso. Ulivli lahabit la'acharov. Ve'inu mistakal acharim klal. Rabosai, when I have resolve to continue on my path in life, and when I have resolve to continue in my learning and in my tfiloh, and I do not look in back of me, and I do not look to the side of me, azai pitom him nispatul negamrei mamish. At a certain point in time when the Ribbono shel Olam sees my singular resolve and dedication to get across that sea, at some point in time what he does is he neutralizes the current. At some point in time he splits the sea. But often that splitting of the sea doesn't take place until I am up to my nose in the water. He goes on, an absolutely magnificent insight by Rabbi Nachman. So the Rebbe understands is that Kriyas Yamsof, the splitting of the sea, is not just simply a beautiful song of triumph over the Mitzrayim. This song is about the song of the triumph in life. And here the Rebbe says, this Shira really captures the essence of the struggle of life. What is the true, let's be honest, what is the true struggle of life? The true struggle of life is not chait. It's not sin. Just, okay, we sin, we all make mistakes, but we also acknowledge when we do something wrong, we own it, we pick ourselves back up, and we try to do better going forward. The real challenge of life is, there are things I know I have to do. And I'm ready, I get myself all prepared, I make my plan, and then I get to the banks of the waters of accomplishment. And what happens? Mamish, I see like tidal waves. I see tidal waves, and I see riptides, and I see currents, and I see the waves crashing down, and I say to myself, I cannot do this. It's too overwhelming. And so I, Chalish Baruch Hu, help me. Mati Tzaka, call out Chalish Baruch Hu, help me. And Rabbi Nachman says, when you know you have to accomplish something in life, there's only one strategy, and that's forward. You have to do what you have to do, b'lila histaka, without looking to your side, without looking back. And you have to venture into those waters. And don't expect those waters to become calmer. Don't expect those waters to become easier. Don't expect those waters to become less turbulent. I have to battle step after step after step. But here's the reality. When I exhaust my histaklus, and I do everything in my power, which is symbolized by coming up to the water to my nose, the Ribbono shel Olam says, now that you have demonstrated your singular dedication and resolve to getting across the sea, to accomplishing what you know you need to accomplish, I'll split those waters for you. So they will say, that says Rabbi Nachman is the lesson of the Shira. That says Rabbi Nachman ultimately again is the lesson of Yamsuf. That says Rabbi Nachman is the lesson of Klal Yisrael. Daber el b'nei Yisrael v'yiso. We should be zochem yartz Hashem that when we encounter the turbulent waters of life, which we do inevitably each and every day, we should be zochem yartz Hashem to find the courage not just to dip our toes in the water, but we should be zochem yartz Hashem to be machnis atzmenu v'gufenu, to go ahead literally and immerse our entirety into the necessary endeavors in life. We shouldn't be afraid of the challenge. We shouldn't be afraid of the currents. And we should know that as long as we're willing to put in all of the hishtadlos necessary, the Ribono Shel Olam will ultimately split those seas for us as well. Stop over here. Incredible.